Hello, 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 and welcome again to another fabulous Friday with your favorite friends right here on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Friday, November the 17th, 2023. Before we get started, sit back and relax, and we'll let you know we have a store for you. But first, of course, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. On this beautiful, beautiful Friday, another day that the Lord has made, amen, let us rejoice and be glad in it. For I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord to worship him in spirit and in truth. Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For ever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we come to you humble as we know how. Father God, on this beautiful day, God, that you have blessed us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We repent, Heavenly Father, of anything said, done, omission, commission, to grieve you or to displease you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, Father God, and create in us a clean, clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, Father God. Father God, we just ask, God, that if it be your will, Father God, that you, Father God, be our guide and light and be the driving force in our life, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your keeping power tonight, Father God. We thank you for your healing and your deliverance, Father God. And we thank you, God, for regulating the mind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we just want to tell you thank you, Father God, for purifying us tonight, Father God, and help us, Lord, to walk right, to talk right, Father God, and help us to be right, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us to be humble and obedient servants of yours, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, when we got up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Father God, you didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come near thy dwelling, Father God. But you made, O death, behave, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for your angels posted at every corner, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God lead and God is God on that path of righteousness. For your name's sake, God, and even though we come through some low valleys in our life, God, you are in the valley with us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. You're that same God that was walking on the beach, Father God, with thee, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. When we saw only one set of footprint, God, knowing that it was you, God, that was carrying us, God, and not we carrying ourselves, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to tell you thank you, Father God, for our children and our grandchildren, Father God. We want to thank you for our sons and our daughters, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Father God, for our forefathers and foremothers, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for your deliverance, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Leading God us, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. No other help that we know, but all our help coming from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't make it on our own, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're not doing anything on our own, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We can't even breathe, God, on our own, Father God. We can't even inhale and exhale, Father God. If it had not been for you on our side, Lord, where would we be tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus? Nobody but you, Jesus, can do it the way that you do it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, if we can just wave our hands, God, and give you a praise, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you are worthy of the praise, Father God. And we have a victory in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, nobody but you can do it the way that you do it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, bless those that are traveling to, from, for, and near, God. Highways, byways, airways, waterways, trailways, bicycling, or walking, God. Bless them above all that we ask or think, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Bless those, God, traveling to the Classic this weekend, God. Bless those, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, traveling for the holidays, God. But every day is a holiday for you, Father God. Every day is a Thanksgiving day for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. For you're worthy of a praise, Father God. Father God, look down upon all callers tonight, God. Those, Father God, that call in and listen in, God. Those, Father God, that support the AJ and the squad in Queens Court, Father God. Like no other, Father God. You're worthy of the praise, Father God. God, we give you all of the glory and all of the praise, Father God. Nobody but you can do it the way that you do it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And Lord, help us, God, to run this race and see what the end going to be, God. Help us a whole lot for our change to come, Father God. Thank you for strengthening my family, Father God, today, God. Thank you for strengthening them tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for massaging the hearts, God, of the broken hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, look down upon those hospitalized, God, those with doctor's appointment procedures, God. Do it like you say that you would, God, like no other, God. You're worthy of the praise, Father God. Father God, look down on one more network, Father God. You are in charge, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And have your way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessing, God. Blessed above all that we ask or think, Father God. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that we continue to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father God. But you say in all things, get an understanding, God. And Lord, we give you all of the praise and all of the honor. Look down upon the speaker tonight, God. You know who she is, God, and what she stands in the need of, God. So according to your will, God, that your will is to be done, God. You're going to get the glory, God, out of every story, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, that have been raped, molested, battered, and abused, God. Look down on those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that's going through violences, Father God, that's going through, Father God, mental challenges, physical, mental, psychological, and emotional panic attack and anxiety attack. Look down upon those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, hold the squad in the palm of your hands, God, like no other, God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, you made us royal priesthood tonight, God. And we give you all the glory, God. We're going to give you all of the praise, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Bless thee coming in and bless us going out, Father God. And you're going to get the glory out of every story, God. And we got this thing already done, God, because we believe you. We trust you, Father God, and we lean in not to our own understanding, but we lean in on your everlasting arms, God. And without you, Father God, we can do absolutely nothing. And we got this thing done, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Sit back, relax. And let us take care of you for tonight. We want to thank you for spending your Friday night with us. You could be anywhere else, but this is where you should be. This is where you want to be. And we thank God that you're here. So sit back and relax. And welcome to AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. If you've got time, go call a friend. Tell them to come on. We got some more room for you.
That's right.
Thank you for being here.
Watch it all the frame change. know, I never thought I'd do it. Got a song with him, a cow. But I'm going to go ahead and put my mask on. Just in case you know you got that stuff. Yeah, that way. Yeah, it's your birthday. So that, I'm going to make an appointment. Because I love you. Deep, deep, deep. Deep, deep, deep. Beep, 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 beep.
Hello?
Yes, I like you working on a purpose for my father. He's about 70. He's got, like, coffee and everything like that.
Oh, has he been around anybody that may have had COVID or the flu or anything like that?
I don't know. Let me ask you. Hey, there.
Yeah, there, bud.
You been around anybody with COVID or flu or anything like that?
Right there, but I really don't know. But I do need to go get tested out and stuff like that. And make sure you keep your mask on.
But I'm on the phone with the doctor, and they said, come on in and get tested.
All right there, buddy. But I told you, Auntie Nikki. And you can go pick me up.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll see you right there at 9 o'clock a.m. You can do a walk-in appointment.
Okay, thank you. Dick, 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 dick. Auntie Nikki, can you pick Papa? He's not feeling really good.
He said, yeah.
When he's at that too long and he's stuck like that and getting seen, I'm worried about him. You gonna wait? All right. Hey, Dad, hey, Dad. Auntie Nikki's on the way.
I like it, boy.
This is Two Piece with the Six Eyes Radio Network. AJ Endos. Whoa. Got a lovely coughing a lot. Know the symptoms of the flu. Know the symptoms of COVID-19. Be safe, then sorry. And get yourself checked. Check your booster shots. Take your flu vaccine, pneumonia vaccines, coronavirus vaccines, if you can. And be prepared for anything of the outcome. But keep the faith knowing that God is in full control. That He has sent Jesus Christ to do the true doctor of every situation. This is Two Piece on the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Swole. Every Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. First, that number is always 424-243-9617.
Mental Health America Awareness, MHA, text to 741-741, 988lifeline.org/chat. Take a mental health test. Online screening is one of the quickest and the easiest way to determine whether you are experiencing symptoms of a mental health condition. Mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety are real common and treatable, and recovery is possible. How does it work? After your mental health test, you will see information resources. Please, online screening tools are meant to be quick snapshot of mental health. If your results indicate that you may be experiencing a symptom of a mental health. If your results are not good, then go to your doctor. It's Mental Health America Awareness.
Good evening. Welcome to another exciting episode of AJ and the Squad. Along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
up one time, run it back once more. Come, run, 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 everybody move. Run, let me see you move. Run, knock it to the roof. Done, shake it till the moon becomes the sun. Everybody in the club give me a run. Run, if you ready to move, say yeah. One time for your mind, say
yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm ready for it. Come, let me show you. You want to groove, I'ma show you how to move. Come, come,
Mr. DJ, come for me.
The replay by Rihanna. Good evening, everybody.
All right.
Welcome to another Fabulous Friday with AJ and the squad and the Queens Corny on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Hope everybody is well.
Absolutely. While Queen starts to unmute the mics, the phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Please call, join us. Remember, press the 1. Wait till you hear it say you are now on the host queue. Queen will get to you, and Queen will get to unmute your mic, and you can join the festivities with us.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right. 205, your mic is open. Let's see who else we got up here. 478, your mic is open.
Good evening, Miss Miranda. How are you?
Hey, Miranda.
Well, good evening, Miss Miranda.
Hey.
Hey, sweetheart.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.
Real quick while up on the mics, I just want to say I'm glad you're safe. Glad you're safe, and I'm glad you could be with us here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, I have all of them that was 1, 2. Remember to press 1 if you want to talk to us. Tell us about your mental and how your day is going. And we will start our mentals. And as we always say, always, it's okay not to be okay. Just please tell
Absolutely.
Somebody. Don't ever keep that to yourself. Tell somebody. And it doesn't make you feel any kind of way by saying you're not okay. You're going to be better when you say you're not and get the help that you need. Don't ever try to keep that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with
That's
talking
right.
to people.
That's right.
Again, good evening, everybody. This is the Queen calling out of North Carolina, the beautiful mountains of the western part of North Carolina. And my mental is good. Let me rephrase it. My spirit is good. My mental is a little challenged. I've been fighting some medical situations, and I thought they were improving, but not quite, not where I'm supposed to be. And I found out some other things today, but God. I'm not going to say that I'm too safe to still have feelings. I'm human, so I'm going to react. I'm going to feel certain ways. So when they were telling me all these things, I was sitting like, well, wait a minute. So, you know, me and my doctor went back and forth. The doctor went back and forth with a few things. And I felt enlightened after I left. And like he said, you know, at least you know now. And now that we're trying to figure it out, we can take care of it. So it's not a point of, right now you got to go through all the things, you know, to get to where you need to get to fix it. So after I came home and I told my daughter, and I was talking to AJ about it, my daughter came up with this thing. She said, okay, Mama, we're going to get you fixed at the age of 56. So because we were talking about how I've never really had nothing wrong with me, really, until now at the age of 56. All the stuff is going on now. I've never been in hospital until here recently, none of that. No broken bones, none of that. So she said, okay, Mom, we're going to get you fixed at the age of 56. I said, okay, baby, we're going to take that. We're going to hold on to it. So, you know, that kind of lifted my spirits a little bit. And, of course, talking to my king, AJ, he always just knows what to say, how to say it, when to say it, why to say it. So, you know, he really made me feel a lot better today. And, baby, thank you for that, as always. So I'm better in my spirit. My mental is, like I say, it's rising. But my spirit is great. My spirit is awesome. I'm here with the hottest radio station,
that.
The radio group, the radio podcast group, whatever you want to label us. We
God.
Are who we are, and we are number one. And ain't nobody going to tell me we're not. So I'm here with you guys, here with all our callers, our listeners. I'm everybody to support us and show us the love. Continue to do that. Thank you so much. And I'm relaxed now. I'm going to sit back and breathe and enjoy the show. And I'm complete. Thank you so much. Queens, go.
Amen.
Amen.
Good afternoon, each and every one of you. This is Angela Clayton, and I'm hailing, amen, out of Tallahassee, Florida, where those rattlers will strike and strike and strike again, and where those Seminoles, amen, is doing their thing. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm here to let you know that my mental is I was pretty low today because we had a homegoing services for one of my family members. But through it all, even being in the service, amen, of the Lord, because she was a child of God. And when you die in Christ, amen, to God be the glory, you will see each other again. So I'm just grateful. My mentor is ecstatic right about now. Amen. I heard, amen, Queen say it's all right not to be all right. Well, it is all right not to be all right because I sit down on the couch, amen, and I empty out what's on the inside of me. Amen. I get that stuff out because I don't want it to take domain within me. So I'm good. I'm so good. My daughter and I'm traveling to the classic. Amen. Well, Florida A&M is playing down in Orlando this weekend. Amen. And so the road is filled up. But I'm just grateful to be here. Amen. I got church fans over here. I got some church fans over here because it's hot up in here. And don't you dare make me act up. Amen. With this group, AJ and the squad in Queens Court. Amen. You going I got the usher pass online, so if you need a fan, it's hot up in here. And I'm with one of the hottest groups. Amen. The hottest AJ in the squad that's on your radio dial. Don't you dare Don't you dare move that radio dial. You stay right there, and I am completed.
Amen.
I know that's right.
Well,
yeah, the
well,
queen,
that
go for
the advertisement for the world.
Okay.
No, we don't set up nothing less around here. Only the top, only the best. You better know. Shout it from the top. That's right.
That's right.
Good afternoon, you guys. My name is Miranda, and that's Oreo in the background.
Hey, Oreo.
Hey, Oreo.
Today my mental is a lot better. It was not so good for the last week and a half. I have been going through some things. None of you know, but I have been going through a divorce since March, and it's been very tumultuous. I've been homeless. I've been everything.
Baby.
And finally just got into a place where I'm settled in July, and the divorce was actually made final on November the 13th, so my mental, it was like a burden lifted up on me.
Right.
And my birthday was on the 15th. And then it was something that happened to me last week that could have just, it rocked my spirit just a little bit. But other than that, today I am in great spirits. I just came from a church meeting, and we're preparing to give away 500 turkey dinners on Sunday to my community. And so we had churches coming from North Carolina and Florida to
come
help
here,
with the
holla.
Missionary work.
Holla.
So my spirit was very much so lifted participating in the vet meeting. We call it volunteer for event training this evening. So I am in much better spirits altogether, and with that, I am complete.
Amen. And we want to make sure everybody hangs around, because later on, Miss Miranda will get a little bit deeper into her story and what happened to her a week and a half ago. So y'all want to stay tuned for that. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that.
Exactly.
We have any more queens that would like to share their mental with us?
Remember, if you want to talk, press 1. Press 1 if you want to talk. And we'll open your mic right on up.
And Ms. Pride Joy with us tonight.
I
hear Mr. Lockley. Look who's back.
Guess who?
Mr. Lockley out here in the background.
Yes.
Well, we done missed you, Mr. Lockley. You okay?
Yes, I'm doing fine. I'm blessed.
God is great. Well, welcome back. And your lovely wife is with you?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Lockley?
Hey.
Amen. God is good.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. AJ?
I'm doing fine, sir. And I'm glad to know that you're doing all right. How's your mental over there doing, sir?
We're doing good. We're blessed. And how you doing, Black Queen?
God,
I love the way
so
you
good.
Said
he
that.
I know, right? He knew exactly what I needed today to lift my spirits. I am doing great now that I hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great as well.
You just made my night. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Leslie Lockley. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. And my mentor is about 8. And I'm blessed.
Yes.
And I'm glad to be back on the radio network, and that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Amen.
And I thank you. Y'all keep up the good work and keep on doing God's will. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sir. And once again, thank you for your service.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. How y'all doing?
Hello.
This is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Mr. Leslie Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida. I hope that all is well with everyone, and I just want you all to know that we are thankful and we're grateful to you and for Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen Court, more than you ever would know. And you and your entire staff are very much appreciated for all you do, and we thank you so much for that. And the work you do is so important and so appreciated. And we're just sending a heartfelt appreciation to you all today. Just wanted to express our deep gratitude and thank you for dedicating the time you take for get this prepared, the work you do all day, every day, 24 hours a day, every year. And we just wanted to know that we're saying to you with Knowledge 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and Queen's Court, and we will always, always love you. The hottest radio station in the nation.
You better say that. You go ahead.
Didn't you say that?
You better know that. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That
we
means
love
so
you
much
too.
To us. Thank you so much.
Okay, let me see. 704-07, your mic is open. 704.
Oh, that's me. Okay. I was calling from a different phone. I just want to say hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hey,
Mama. Hey, baby. I'm having a good day. As always, I look forward to Friday nights with you all.
Thank you.
Looking forward to hearing the speaker on tonight. I have my snacks. Got some honey roasted almonds.
There you go.
Now, most of us know you, but would, most of us know you, but would you like to tell everybody who you are, where you calling from?
Yes. Okay, well, I'm calling from
North Carolina. You got to use your real
name. Okay.
I'm calling from North Carolina. My name is Shadidra. I'm going to use that name. Or Silhouette.
Okay.
That's
right. We'll keep that right there.
Right there.
It's good to be here. Yes.
Boy, like, we're going to step over the lines, and we're going to do what we're going to do.
Thank you for being here. I noticed you've been coming back to back to back to back. We appreciate you coming in and chilling with us.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Any other queens? Remember, press 1 if you would like to talk with us and tell us how your mental is doing. If not, we will move on over to our kings. And the kings that were
well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Godfather calling from Birmingham, Alabama. It is so nice to have my face in the place and listen to all the queens and AJ and the Squad. I got my feet under the seat. Take care. And all of you have a happy Thanksgiving. And remember, life is hard by the yard, but it's a cinch by the inch. Later.
Now you see what I'm talking about.
All your commercials and
that
you put on the line. That was a whole commercial.
I'm going to put him in the newspaper. Watch what I tell you.
He's being so defiant.
Well, how sweet it is. I'm going to say it for him.
Thank you, sir. Your courage and kindness is more than I could ask for.
We're glad that your wisdom itself having up here with us, with your knowledgeable having self. Thank you, sir. See how I put those blanks in there? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what you do. You ain't crazy.
There you go. Any other king?
Okay.
Any other king? Press 1 if you want to talk to us. Come and talk to us.
Well, I'll tell you
all
while we're
well,
waiting.
I guess it's you, baby.
I guess it's me. Good evening, everybody. I am AJ calling from the great city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. My mental is great, actually. I'm not even going to be honest. My spirits are definitely way, way up from where they have been in the last or for the last 2 weeks. I've been going through a lot of stuff. Found myself, on some low vibrations. And I'm very thankful to my son. I have a couple of great friends who've been uplifting me, keeping me in prayer, inspiring me and motivating me to remember, not to take things so personally. Life is what life is going to be, and what's meant for me is meant for me, and there's no way around that. So I just have to have patience, and as we say around here, keep pushing and pressing. So I am very thankful. As Queen said, we're there for each other. So as much as I am there for her, she is as much there for me. And I'm very appreciative of that, because nowadays it's really hard to have real people in our lives, genuine people who really care about us, who really got our backs, who really understand what we're going through, our passions, our determinations, the perseverance, the things that we're going through and the things and the places where we're trying to get to. So I have a lot of love and I have a lot of respect for her. And, of course, my inner circle, my friends and my son, his birthday was last week, and that was a beautiful thing. His fiance's birthday is tomorrow, and they're out celebrating right now, and that's a beautiful thing. And my grandbaby, she's up walking. She's got 11 teeth, and she's talking already. She's only 4 months.
Oh, God.
And I'm just, that part right there. So, and Queen gave me some very uplifting and hopeful news today, and it definitely put a little vigor back in my spirit, my soul, smile on my heart. So I was very glad, appreciative, and thankful to hear that information, and hopefully those seeds will sprout into beautiful bouquets for all of us here on AJ and the Squad, the Queen's Court and 6 Hours Radio Network. So you stay tuned. I'll keep you in the loop. If things should happen to become something of that. But other than that, I am very, very excited to hear our guest speaker tonight. From what I heard yesterday, it's just a lot of things touched me. So, I'm ready for that. So I also, as well, have my snacks, and I'm ready to go. I'm here with my queen. I'm here with the squad, the Queen's Court, here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. And as everybody has elegantly so put it, the hottest, and we mean the hottest, network out here, 6 Hours Radio Network. Y'all better know what it is. With that, I'm complete.
And let me fix that. No, we ain't having no baby.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Like, wait a minute. No, we have no baby.
What happened to Tequila Colada? What happened?
Well, she had
I wasn't gone that long, was I? Where's
my baby at? I don't know where she is. She came and gone
or something. All the listeners are like, what the going on?
Yes,
we have a Bilderberg baby. A Bilderberg baby. We have a Bilderberg baby.
That's right.
Tequila Colada.
Only
on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Only. So we're gonna don't do a little something different. Our speaker is having just a couple of issues right now, so she's running a little behind. Miranda, you want to go ahead and tell us what happened with you? Or AJ, you want to do it the same way, however you want to do it, baby?
That's fine. If she wants to, like I said, if she would like to expound on a little bit about what you were talking about, what you've been going through, your life situation, maybe catch us up, like I said, from the last time you were here. And then go ahead and get into exactly what had happened to you so that we can all talk about that. I think it's something that we need to talk about, what's going on in America, what's going on in our country. And it's very scary when I heard about it. Very, very, very alarming. Like I said, yes, Ms. Miranda, please go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you guys, professionally, I am still doing well. Praise God. I started a new position in June, working as a rehabilitation teacher at the Department of Rehabilitation Services here in Maryland. I am the independent living teacher for individuals ages 18 plus, and so that is going really well. I teach people how to cook, clean, and all of that good stuff. I've met my 90 days back in one of these months, and my 180 days are coming up, and I'm already due for a position change. So God is good, and he's showing up and showing out in my professional life, and I couldn't be happier. He's actually showing up and showing out in so many other ways, as I stated earlier. I have been going through a divorce, and it was kept quiet for a reason, because everybody don't need to know everything. I'm not one of these people that go and do all the social media stuff and post it. I'm getting a divorce and this, that, and the third, because for the people who do know, my ex-husband was not a bad person, and I was not a bad person. We just were not right for each other, and so there will never be any negative anything that I would ever speak on this young man, because it is what it is and it was what it was. But I believe that we were brought together due to trauma bonding, and it ended on that same note because God was not in it. And so I just made a vow to recommit myself to God, and that the next time I get married, God himself is going to have to come back down and sit next to me on the couch and say, look, I need you to holler at my homeboy. So until that happens, we good. A couple of days ago, I actually want to start by giving y'all a little bit of what I was doing, okay? So, someone asked a question, why do we sing when we lift the hands to Jesus? What do we really mean? So I was outside of my house early in the morning, about 6 o'clock. Waiting on my MTA ride to go to work. And I live in the county, and my job is in the city. It's about an hour and a half ride for me every day, there and back. And I was just standing outside singing this song, just trying to build my own spirit up and to let myself know that God is still on my side. I'm that sparrow. His eyes is on me, even though my eyes are closed. He sees me all the time.
That's right.
And trying to encourage myself and just be that bubbly person that God had made me to be. That morning, so I'm singing to the top of my lungs, y'all. I'm just in my own little world. And this lady, and one thing about what I put out on social media, and I did not mention it, is the lady was African-American. And I left that out for a reason, because it bothered me so badly that it was in our own community, and I couldn't do anything but just pray. This young lady walked up to me, and I don't hide my disability. I had my sparkly cane in my hand. I got my brace on my legs. I got my hearing aids in my ear. I am who I am, and I'm going to be who I am. And she walked up to me, and she said, very rudely and nasty, what do you have to sing about? You blind? You got a brace on your leg? I don't even know why you here on earth. You just need to kill yourself. And it was said so viciously, and then my first reaction, like, I'm sitting here looking with this confused look on my face. I didn't even say anything to her at first because I just knew she wasn't talking to me. And, again, I am only human. So my first reaction was to this lady, like, who you think you're talking to? But I didn't say it. I didn't say it. My heart just said, wait a minute and pray. And so I used to think that you couldn't, that if my prayers were said silently, that God wasn't going to hear them. That was before I knew God for myself. So I started praying through my heart and my soul, and it's like, God, let me be slow to speak but fast to pray. Mm-hmm. And while she's still in the midst of fussing at me, I'm just, Lord, whatever you have me to say, let me say it. And she done called me I'm an abomination. I can't see the world to experience the world. So why am I still here? And she told me to go kill myself about 3 or 4 times during this whole spiel. And so when she stopped, I said, ma'am, are you done? She said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, so what you going to do? I said, well, I just want you to learn one thing. I sing because I still have breath in my body to do. I'm still alive. So that's the reason why I sing. And God has his eye on me. And during this, she was like, well, at least somebody looking out for you because you don't need to be here on earth. And she just kept going on. And I said, well, ma'am, I understand how you feel. I said, but if you don't mind, I don't need to finish singing my song. And she walked away, and she came back, and I'm sitting here like, God, I shall not be moved, but, Lord, I don't want this lady to take my life into her hands. Like, please, Jesus, build a fence around me. Like, and I started singing that song, build a fence around me every day. And she walked away. But all I kept thinking when my ride pulled up is, God, what if I was not the person that you made me to be? What if I was not that steeped in my faith that I am now? Because people don't know, 3-4 months ago, I had suicidation attempts. Like, I was ready to take myself out of here related to this divorce, low self-esteem, feeling unwanted, feeling unloved. And it rocked me so hard. For just to have someone come and just up and tell me that I need to kill myself, knowing that there's two different types of suicidation. There's active and there's passive. Passive is like, oh, well, the world will be okay if I'm not here. Active is actually creating a plan. It was a time in my life when I was active. I was creating a plan to take myself out of here. And what if she had caught me in that moment of being active? Because I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I don't have it all together. I am a mental health social worker that needs mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So I have everybody else's baggage and my baggage.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. So on a daily basis, I have to unload to God on a daily basis. Yeah. But this lady could have been my 13 reasons why at that moment. And all I was asking was, God, please don't let her go to anybody else and say that. Let that have been the first and last person she said that to today. Because I wanted to truthfully be honest, you guys. I wanted to tell the lady 2 ways from Sunday. Or maybe Saturday, because Sunday wasn't in it. But God had my mouth closed, and I recognized the transference. And if I would have told her the same thing that she told me, she probably would have did it. Because the only thing that I can think of for you to open your mouth and say something to me like that is because you was already feeling to yourself. Someone had already told you that you needed to go kill yourself, or you felt like you needed to go kill yourself. So my mouth had to be closed, and my heart had to be open. I even offered to give the lady a hug. She came back, and she got that hug. But all the while I was hugging her, I was like, God, please don't let this lady pull out no switch knife, no blade, Lord. I'm walking in your build a fence around me, God. Like, you telling me to do this, so I'm going to need you to protect me, Jesus. And I'm totally blind, y'all. I don't know what this lady had on her. I don't know anything. I don't know if she was a substance abuse user. I didn't know anything about this lady. But my prayer was, God, thank you for allowing me to be who you are, who you wanted me to be. And thank you for letting me stand here in this moment and stand firm on your word, God, knowing that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That includes when people speak these words and they try to take me out of character and allow the devil to come in and fill my mind full of warp. Ideals that I'm not precious enough, I'm not valuable enough, despite my disabilities, despite anything that's going on with me, that I'm not enough, and I'm more than enough through Jesus Christ because I'm more than a conqueror. And it took me understanding that God is everything, and the old me would have just from left to right. But it's the heart of me that allows people and to tell people it's not okay for you to just feel like you can walk up to anybody with a disability, someone who doesn't look like you, any kind of minority or anything, and tell them they just need to wipe themselves off of the face of the earth because their life is not worth living. I have value. Everybody has value. I don't care what you look like, who you are, where you come from.
Okay.
God made you here for a reason, and I'm here for a reason. But if I had not found Jesus, I ain't even found him because he was lost. If I had not let him in, I don't know what I would have done that day because it rocked my soul. And I don't know why this particular person rocked my soul, but it really bothered me. But it wasn't bothering me so much for myself. It's God, what if it had been someone else that she said this to and they would have went and killed themselves? I never want to be someone's 13 reason why they take themselves out of here. And it's not okay for someone else to viciously spew words out of your mouth when not thinking. You don't know what that person is going through, and you don't know what's behind that person's physical disability. You don't know who you are taking off of this earth by your words. Words are power. The Bible tells me that there is life and death in your tongue. Be careful how you use those words. So very careful. But that is my story, and I've shared it on TikTok. I go by and on Facebook, I go by the brand name of my company, which is Inspire. And the God gave me that because I'm not only trying to get people to see me as a person with a disability, I'm trying to get them to open their eyes to God and the positive things that are here on this earth. Despite anything that's negative, there is still good in this world, and people need to open their eyes and see. And not only their eyes, but their mental, their heart, the spirit, the soul is right here waiting for us. You just have to find the good in everything. And I refuse to have let that experience go by without showing people what the good is. And the good was in God, because God gave me the grace to say, yes, baby, I may be gracefully broken, and you may be too, but it's still a reason to sing. And with that, I am complete.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you. I don't know if the mics are open. If you want to open up the mics, I don't know if they're still open.
Yep.
Do you
want to
start? I have so much I want to.
Go ahead.
Well, no,
You go first. You never go first, so you go first.
Well, I just, you know, listen, you know, she represents the visually impaired community, and you know how I feel about that. But when Ms. Miranda, it was brought to my attention almost a week and a half ago. And what I heard, it was just, like I said, it's just what we, those of us who are categorized or labeled as, you know, mentally challenged, handicapped, disabled, whatever the case may be, people don't really know what we go through. And when I heard that, I've had moments like that where I had been pulled up on by an aggressor. And you don't know what's about to happen. And the only thing you can do is have faith in God. That's it. Mm-hmm. You got to have faith in who you are and what you are. And I have been talking to a couple of people who've been going through some things. And about 2 weeks ago, it's funny you say that, but about 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a woman, and she was conflicted. And as I listened to her, she knew all the answers. She knew that she was a child of God. She knew that she was in the favor of God. But she had to make the right choice. She made that right choice, and she was rewarded. And sometimes, and I hear it on here all the time, we are tested. We are tested. And in my opinion, your faith was tested.
Mm-hmm.
You are a child of God. And think about everything you just said you went through. Divorce. Look how you handled it. Graciously. Look at what you went through at the bus stop. You handled it with love, with the glory of God, the mercy of God. Everything you've been going through, right? And sometimes I say we got to step back to go forward. And everything you went through, and as I'm listening to you now, you're winning. You are now reaping the glory of God. You're now in the light of God, the love. You're basking in it. And you understand that he's got his arms around you. You understand that you are protected. You understand that every day you get out there and you walk in faith and God has you. And I'm just so moved and inspired and motivated and uplifted by your strength and what you go through and what you've gone through. And I just want to say to you, just keep the great work up. Keep being you. Keep doing what you do. And don't change for nobody because you got it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you? You got it. You know who
yes,
you are. You know what you are. You know your purpose. You know your meaning. You know your direction. And don't let nobody steer you off of that. Like you said, you are inspired. You are inspiration. And I promise you tonight, you have inspired a lot of our listeners, and you have definitely inspired me. And I just want to say God bless you. And once again, I'm glad you are safe. I'm glad you are right. May God bless you in everything and all your endeavors. And just keep walking in faith. Keep walking in you, and just keep up the great work. God bless you for coming here tonight and sharing your testimony again with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody
every
else?
Day I try to walk. I try to walk a straight and narrow, and I just understand that it's not easy. And just hi.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm agreeing with you. It definitely is.
Oh, it's not easy, but God, my way, my truth, and my life, and I just keep that as my watchword because despite the world trying to change me, my ex-husband tried to change me, I'm too
mm-hmm.
ugly. I smile too big. I love too hard. I give too much. I bought a T-shirt recently, and I've been wearing it, and it says, well, if I'm too much, please go find less, because I'm basking. I'm greater. I am greater.
That's right.
You got to know your self-worth, and when you know your self-worth, don't let nobody tell you nothing different. That's true. And I say it all the time. I am him. I am the one, the way, the truth, the light. I am the architect,
mm-hmm.
the blueprint, the creator. I am a child of God.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Anybody else? Well, I want to definitely thank you for coming and sharing that. You know, I left a couple of comments on it, but when I heard it, it just broke my heart. You know, I've kind of become possessive and protective of y'all and your community. So when I saw that, it just really did something to me, and I brought it to a meeting, and we were talking about it, and I thank God he had that hedge of protection around you and that you're still laughing, you're still smiling, you're still going forth, and that you did not let anybody take away your joy because they can't. Because they didn't give it to you. So with that being said, we appreciate you. You know, you are welcome anytime. But thank you for sharing that with us, and thank you for sharing your strength with us, because that was nothing but strength and faith right there, and it kept you. And I thank God for that, definitely.
Praise God. Miranda. Amen. You're reaching the promise I promise you. The path of the Lord is there from you.
Yes, ma'am.
You rejoice today because you have recovered it all. You rejoice today. You have recovered it all. Praise God Almighty, daughter. To God be the glory. I thank God for your strength. I thank God for what he's doing in you. If you had not have been through that experience, you would not be able to tell somebody that God was sure enough. He showed up and he showed out. And he sure enough that you know that he will blow your mind every time. And when he said, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment shall be condemned. Amen. It was a test. It was a test for your testimony. Amen. Mm-hmm. What is a testimony without a test? Amen. And you stood. You stood faithfully on the word of God. He said, try the spirit by the spirit to see if it is of God. Amen. So I'm just so grateful for the empowerment that God will show you that he is sure that he'll fight for you. He will fight against those that fight against you. Amen. Not only that, but he said, I'll be with you. In the book of Joshua 1:9, he says, I'll be with you wheresoever that back to him. No matter where you go, no matter how high, no matter how low, God is always with you. And whatsoever that you do, continue to pray, aim high, and stay focused. Keep your eyes on the problem solver. Mm-hmm. Don't watch the problem, but watch the problem solver. And he'll show you just what he'll do. He said, I never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And at a time like that, right there, God showed up and God showed out. Amen. To God be the glory. And sometimes that may be all that we need as in the blind community. They look at us like we don't know anything. You know, they look at us like we are inseparable, but we are inseparable. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise. Amen. For you just standing firmly on the word of God. You got to stand. He says, stand. Wait, I said, on the Lord, and he shall renew thy strength. And out of all that you have been through, amen, look at what God have you at now. I continue to tell you, daughter, smile, because God has smiled on you. And God continue to tell you, higher heights and deeper depths. Keep your hands, amen, in God's hands, and he'll see you through every obstacle, every situation, and every circumstance. I am a living testimony to tell you that God will, God can, and God will be just right here, just like you say. He'll be there, amen, when all else has failed. God will see you through. You be blessed and keep your eyes. Look to the hill to which has come all of your death. And all of your help comes from the Lord. He is the light, amen, that shines within thee. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And whom shall I fear? Amen. The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? So fear not. For God is with thee, daughter. Wherever that you go, may God continue to smile upon you. And may he add no sorrow, but God continue to carry you higher. I am completed. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank God for those meals, those 500 meals. Amen. The
amen.
Amen. The hunger. The hunger. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And
y'all
God
got
continue.
Me over.
May he continue to pour back into you, baby. God bless you.
Damn. Thank you
tears,
so
tears
much.
Of joy.
That's right.
Like so many who don't, we do, we do, and we understand the power and the glory and the grace of God because we've all witnessed it, we've all felt it, we are all living, breathing survivors and living, breathing testimonies of the love of God. That's a fact.
That's it.
Y'all know I got y'all back.
That tear, Sister Miranda, that tear you said making you cry. Don't you know that every tear, his word lets us know that he holds the tears in the palm of his hand.
Palm of
looks
his hands, yes,
in
ma'am.
The wells, yes, ma'am. And he looks into that tear, and he sees the pain. He
yes,
sees the
ma'am.
Love. He sees the joy in it. Amen. So
yes,
it's okay to let a tear drop here and there. Amen. God be the glory. It's all right. Exactly.
Well, it's not even for pain. It's just for the outpouring of love. Like, I never
exactly.
thought
that's
about
right.
the I didn't think about the emotional response that the video would have. It just was laid on my heart to share my experience, because most people know I don't like to be in the light like that. I don't like but people have been pushing me more towards social media and doing all of this stuff, and so I'm stepping out, and it was just such an overpowering aspect of love that I have been shown since I posted that video. And my hopes is that it not only bring awareness to the mental health part of it, but to the spiritual part of it. And that's first, because I believe that your mental health cannot be addressed if you don't have someone as a higher power, because you can't tell everything to men. Man will get you nowhere. And but I also believe that God put us here for a reason, and to depend on each other. So even though you can't tell everything to man, I think with the two combined, that resources are everywhere, but God stays at the forefront. And you guys, I love you guys so hard and so much. And I'm just going to leave y'all with a little piece, because I got to go to the next venture. But know that I always love you, Queen, and AJ and the squad and everybody on here. So we're just going to give a little bit of my watchword song, and then we're going to leave it alone, okay?
Amen, okay. Amen.
I pray for you, you pray for me. I love you, I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. AJ and the squad, I need you to survive.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I think it's already, we need to have a showcase of talent.
I like
show.
That
That's
remix.
I think
we need to print that up.
It is,
put that on
I'm listening to her.
Amazon.
We got
I'm
a couple
saying.
Of more in here. I'm just saying, that sounds like a showcase of talent show right there. I'm just saying. So when I call you, be like, look, we have a talent show on such and such and such. I'm got your name down.
Well, I won't display my talent, but I will do an opening song for you guys for Jesus, of course.
That'll work.
It's too late.
You done
said it already.
We'll take it.
Amen.
I love y'all so hard, each and every
love
one
you
of
too.
Y'all.
Thank you,
and thank y'all
so much.
Thank you,
Miranda. Thank you, God.
Y'all
bless
have
you.
A wonderful night.
You as
you
well.
Do the same, baby.
Stay prayed up, baby. Stay prayed up.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Thank you so much for your love and prayers, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, baby. Have a great night.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was
lovely.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was great.
Yes. So we're going to pay her some bills. We got some people.
Do you know if Miss Lovely
is
here yet?
She is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, why don't we do that real quick. I'll tell you what. I got it. Don't worry about it. Go ahead. Do your thing.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this one first.
Yep, it's going running like that. Yep.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it?
Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Stick Size Radio.
Heard it. No texting.
Hello. This is Miss Silhouette coming through. Just to let you know that I truly do love listening to H.A. and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Stick Size Radio Network. Thanks for all that you guys do. You guys are truly, truly an inspiration. Be blessed.
You're listening to another exciting episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Oh!
with it. Little Billy in the house show. There are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. AJ and the squad. Now back to our show.
Righty then.
Little Billy's so sweet. He just sounds so cute.
And he
just sounds so concerned about his daddy. He's so sweet.
hope his daddy feels better. Take care
of
him, Little Billy.
He feels better. I know, right? Call whoever you need to call for and come take care of him for you. All right. So we're going to move on to our next guest of the night for the nice night. Nice night. And this young lady, again, is part of this talent show we're about to have. She's working on some music. She's ready to put some more out there for your listening enjoyment. And she's going to talk about her strength and some things her mom used to say and not just figuring things out on her own. So without further ado, I give you Miss Layla Ricks, or Lovely, as she wants to call herself. So, Miss Layla, are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. The floor is yours, ma'am.
So, my name is Leah. It's actually Hebrew for weary. It's Assyrian for ruler. It's Hawaiian for beautiful flowers. That's been many things. And the interesting thing is how my name is spelled, L-E-I-G-H-A. And I did some research on my name, right, like how I do any other thing. And my name is actually the original way that you spell Leah. So, of course, any other names after are just, you know, short, modified versions. Kind of like when you think of God, you know, you think of him in modified versions, different ways, right? But the interesting about my name is growing up, that's how my journey started off, weary, right? So by the time I was like 8 months, I could hum the Barney song. Musically, I've always been inclined, everything of that nature. Started on my journey, you know, picking up instruments here and there, learn how to play the clarinet, learn the piano by ear, things like that, learn the guitar by ear. Always had an inclining for music. As my grandfather on my dad's side would say, he used to rub my mom's belly and tell her, oh, this is going to be the savior of the family. She's going to be our singer savior, right? So fast forward, of course, I got introduced to music when I would sneak out of the house to go visit a friend in college. And I was only in, high school, 16? You know, I had a child at 15, so I would, you know, after I put him to bed, I would sneak out the house to go visit this friend to, you know, cut records, whatever the case may be. And to me, that's when I realized, just from being around them and they were amazed by my craft, that's when I realized, okay, I might have something. Like, I know I can really sing, but it's different when you hear people outside of your circle who see what you have or whatever the case may be. And, I mean, even then sometimes they may not see it yet, but they know the potential is there, right? So fast forward, I started singing in bands when I was, 5 months pregnant with my second child. Around this time, I'm 21. And my mom and I were singing together. So it was a thing, the mother-daughter duo, and it was cute for a while. You know, I was pregnant, then I dropped my baby, and we still did the mother-daughter duo thing. So I thought that I was amazing. Like, here it is, my vocal coach, which is also my mom, who sings as well. You know, her and I are doing this thing, kind of like Whitney and her mom. I think, yeah, Whitney and her mom, that's so interesting, right? And what's funny is me and my mom, we're both Leos, so. And Whitney is a Leo. Anyway. So, fast forward, I signed to a label independently, which is around the pandemic. That didn't work out. I also put out a song with a local rapper from my hometown of Orangeburg, South Carolina. We did a song called Excited, you know. It's on YouTube. It's under Crazy Obilla, Crazy with a K, O-B-I-L-L-A, and, of course, my name, Lovely. But I did a little rendition like the Pointer Sisters mashup type, and it's pretty dope. Y'all should go check it out. But
okay.
Along the lines of me doing my music, I came to the conclusion that I need to focus on me musically. I was always putting my energy in other things, right? So, how can I say this? Sometimes it's hard for me to even accept my gift. Like, being talented, I know it comes with a cost because everybody wants that energy. You know, that energy is given to you by God. But this is how I knew it was time for me to tap into my gift. So I was coming home from work one day. By this time, I was working two jobs at JCPenney in the salon because I'm a licensed cosmetologist, and I was also working at the Circle K gas station across the street from the strip club. So it was pretty cool, the energy there, the people I got to meet there. You know, I got to shake hands with some, you know, little local DJs and stuff, you know, sharing my music and things. But it wasn't until one day I got off work, and I do this thing where when I look at people's license plate, I'll like, oh, okay, look up a Bible scripture or something, or save it for later and look up the significance, right? And so this particular day, I was on the phone with my financial advisor, and I happened to see this license plate number that rolled by, and basically the last three of the number was 777. Now, I'm not going to disclose that information, but let's just say when I saw their license plate, light bulb went to me, and I was like, all right, hey, you got a Bible, you know what I'm saying, near you or something? She was like, yeah, sure, why? I need you to, like, literally flip your Bible. And mind you, y'all, we're on the phone. This girl is in the comfort of her home. I'm in my car. So she flips open her Bible, and she lands on Ezra 7:7. Ezra chapter 7, verse 7, right? So when she did that, immediately as she was reading, I cried. And I'm going to just read a briefing of it. Mind you, 2023, this is, if you numerically know what I'm referring to, this is the year of 70, year of completion, right? Now I'm going to share the scripture with you all. In the seventh year of what's that? I'm going to just say art. I'm not really good at pronouncing things. I'm going to give it an abbreviated version. In the seventh year of art, the king, that is, of Darius art, and this was the year after the temple was finished, mind you, the year 70, year completion. Though it is thought by many learned men, and not without some show of reason, that art is meant. Now, I'm going to just simply say, basically, that scripture touched me due to the longer extended verbiage that was used. Basically, it was saying like the Levites, the priests, the singers, the gatekeepers, those people who have been called upon, you know, their purpose will be fulfilled pretty much. So with that being said, when I read that scripture, knowing that I'm a singer, knowing certain things that has been told to me since birth, since that I can recall, I cried for an hour straight, literally. I'm talking about I had to pull off on the side of the road and, like, literally just release that energy, release that tension. Release whatever it was that was holding me back from realizing who I am. Because how can I not deny God when in that moment, I'm talking about y'all, I felt like I was at my lowest trying to, say, you know what I'm saying, reach my highest. And I'm out purchasing a TV for my son on Black Friday. And literally this scripture that comes to me personally, because I know I can resonate on a spiritual level and a physical level, what's being said. Biblically, at that moment, I had to take a moment to give God the glory, to release that energy, to shed my tears, to be appreciative of having that moment in human form as God's child, to understand, understand, overstand the scripture that was given to me, that someone else got to relay the message for, someone that I trust at that. So I say all that to say this. When it comes to my alignment and what God does for me, I never judge it. Even down to me right now, being in school and at my job now that I love so dearly,
Regal Lounge in Columbia, South Carolina on Bull Street. Being able to be a servant is how you get closer to God. When I serve God through his people, when I serve God with my voice, when I serve God with my energy, I am saying thank you for allowing me to be a vessel on this planet, on this earth, on Mother Nature, so I can service my people and continue to do his work in the best way I know possible while also enjoying myself, enjoying the fruits of my labor, enjoying what he has allowed me to obtain, because you're nothing without him. Like, all of our existence, even those who have doubts and even those who still can't, who aren't able to tap in like most of us, they still have their purpose as well. And who's to say that that's not God testing you of how godly you are or how much of God you have within yourself? So I decided to go back to school as well, because I told myself one of my promises was once I really got comfortable where I am, you know, financially and just, you know, doing what I love, that I would go back to school to elevate my education. And, y'all, let me tell you how awesome and how great God is when you really just let go and you relinquish everything. My boss's sister, no, I'm sorry, my boss's wife's sister is my dean. Like, you can't tell me that when you don't give your life to God, he doesn't give himself to you. I literally, like, God has been helping me build my support, and all because I said, you know what, nah, I got to stay true to me. I have to be lovely. Who is lovely? Lovely is a servant. She's a servant to her family. She's a servant to her community. You know, lovely is a singer. You know what I'm saying? She uses songs as a means to bring her people together to have a good time, to enjoy themselves, to relieve themselves, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all the above. And for that reason, I know that there is a God. Being God's child, I know some may get offended, but I know I am a goddess. I know that when you accept being amongst his army, being his child, you know what your purpose is, and you fulfill that purpose, and you live it harmoniously, humbly, abundantly, all the above. So, yeah, that's my story. I'm thankful that even though there are times where I don't understand myself, or I don't understand why God may allow for certain things to happen to certain people. You have people who have ailments, such as my son who has autism. You have people who are misunderstood or misdiagnosed. You have people who literally have to deal with their altered self, while we, the conscious community, have a way to be ourselves as God ordered. And some of us still don't take his word. Some of us still don't heed his warning. That is a slap in his face. To the people, to his people, to his army, to everything he's given us. So I just want to say, may God have mercy on those. But, yeah, I'm very thankful the position that I've been given by my father. I'm very thankful that Most High chose me to carry out his task in the way that I am seeing fit, with good intention, positively, abundantly, happily, wealthily. And I know that with these alignments that I've been given from God, that I will continue to serve. So, to conclude, let's see, what song am I going to choose? All right, so this is a little piece that I'm working on. Synchronization, manifestation. Gotta prepare for my destination. I'm about to get active. No more hesitation. Gotta stop my distractions to feed my motivation. You don't know what I did to get where I am. You can never be me, love. I set anything down. When I come around, then give thanks to the man above. See my energy, it is like a drug. One hit of me, you gon' fall in love. Call me lovely, cause I'm a plug. Can't get below, but I better run it up.
That's a little snippet. Just a little snippet. Okay.
Amen.
Now, let's push your noise. So I'm going to open up some mics. That
was beautiful. So beautiful.
It wasn't sweet.
We want to thank Miss Lily for coming through here on the Success Radio Network with AJ and his call in Queens Court tonight and sharing her testimony with us. Very inspiring. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
No problem. Look, for once in my life, I know I'm following God, for real. Like, for once in my life, like, all the other things were leading up to because I got close enough. Like somebody said, you'll get close enough to see him but not touch him. You'll be able to touch him when you know what I'm saying, when it's time. I know I'm touching God now because the synchronization of my life has been elevating, to say the least.
And just while we're waiting to open up mics and for other people to join in with their questions or comments, and I had said earlier when you were at the meeting yesterday, so many things. I just want to touch on a couple real quick. There was a moment where you had said that you knew unequivocally, no doubt, that God had came to you and gave you a choice. And I tell people in my story, I know the exact day, the exact time. God came to me, put his arm around me, and said, listen, I love you, my son, but you have to choose life or death right now. And at that moment, I had clarity. I had a clear understanding what was being said to me. And I made a choice that day to leave everything I was and everything I had behind me. And I called my best friend, and I said, God just spoke to me. And she laughed, but she knew I was serious when I said it. And I said, I need to leave this side of town. I need to get away from everything, everything that's holding me back, everything that's holding me down, everything that is influencing me in a negative, harmful way. And she said, whatever you need. And so I packed up what I had, a bunch of bags, clothes, and that was it. And I moved to another side of town in my best friend's basement, and I started all over again. And it took me a year. And as you said the number 7. And what's interesting to me is in my 37th year, that's when it all made sense to me. That's when I understood. It's when I gave my life to God. That's when I started to walk in faith. That's when I had no more questions. I just moved because he was moving me. And like you said, everything since I made that choice has been lining up. And it's been a long journey. It's been a long, long adventure. But like you said, you know you're doing the right thing. You know you're doing God's work. You know when you are, like you said, synchronized with God, the spirit, the soul, when you know you are one with God and God is one with you and you do what he commands of you, it might not be in your time or the way you want it at that moment, but he will deliver because he has promised. And that just, so when you said that, it's just wow, because I took me back to that moment when I had that clarity, that understanding. Like I said, it's another reason why I love being a part of Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ Squad in the Queens Court, because of these type of testimonies that we've heard tonight. And like I said, for a long time, I was doubtful. I wasn't sure. I knew, but not really. But like I said, it came to a point where you just have to walk in faith, and everything works out. And I know that I am close to what is meant for me. And I hear it on here all the time. We are all so close to what is meant for us, if it has not already been delivered. So I just want to say thank you once again for coming through, sharing your testimony with us, and know that you are welcome back anytime. Like I say, whether you want to sing or you want to be on the Facebook, you just want to say hi, let us know when you have that new music so we can copy. God bless you. Thank you. With that, I'm complete.
Thank you so much. I have a good one.
Anybody else?
Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton. And I just want to say thank you for you just being who you are. Thanking God for where God has brought you from and where he started at. Because if you had not have been through nothing, you ain't able to tell nobody that you realize that God did. God did it. I'm a living testimony that God will snatch you. God will snatch you in that you don't want to be snatched from. You know, I look back over my life, 1992, and we're in 2023. Amen. And I give God all of the glory, all of the praise. God snatched me on a Friday night. And as Brother AJ has said, you don't forget. You don't forget the time that God snatched you, the time, the date, and the hour. You don't forget what you were doing. Well, I was at a club getting ready to party on a Friday night. And then got all my good stuff. Amen, all my good stuff. But God snatched me in a club that night, and I told him, Lord, I don't want to die out here. Seemed as though the world was going to come to an end. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what he mean by come out and be separated. See, I was with my so-called friend that was doing the same thing that we were doing. But I knew God had a calling. I knew God had a calling on my life, my grandmother told me a long time ago. But I was afraid to use the calling that God had when God anointed my voice. And God anointed me, and I was afraid to use my voice because I thought people would pick and laugh at me because I had a speech impediment. But I tell you one thing for sure and two things that you know. Don't you let nothing or anybody hinder you from doing the work that God has ordained and given you to do. We all have a task. We all have a responsibility. We all have a job to do for Christ Jesus. And if you don't know what yours is, then I dare you. I dare you. We're asking. We have not because we ask not. Amen. To God be glory. So I'm just grateful for you. Amen. 1991 up to 2023. I'm still running this race to see what the end's going to be. And to hold that for my change to come. Amen. To God be the glory. And I've written many a song as well. And I just ask the Lord just so he get the glory out of it. Not doing it for man, not for a show or fashion. Not doing it for fame and fortune. But I'm doing it because he anointed and appointed me. You have been appointed to do a job. So I encourage you tonight to do what thus said the Lord. No matter who don't like you, you're going to lose friends along the way.
I love the losing part. Whew, I had to say that right there. Listen, yes, baby, I'm a cosmetologist. You better cut that dead weight. Huh? You hear me? We don't do dead weight. Oh, sir, I'm talking about scalp me from the dead weight.
You better cut it. And that's for sure.
Scalp me from the dead weight. People think when you cut something off, even down to hair, that it's wrong. It's actually supposed to be done. It helps you to grow.
That's right.
That's right.
So you can't get mad at what God takes away. You have to be thankful for what you have and what he gives you to restore you.
Exactly.
You just can't. Exactly. Because you don't know why he's doing it. Because let's not forget, this is a mundane army we're serving on this earth first. That spiritual army that you serve next to your maker, oh, baby, that's what I'm headed towards.
Okay. But let me just encourage you to keep on keeping on and keep on doing what thus said the Lord. Amen. Higher heights and deeper depths. You keep on persevering. Press your way. The songwriter said, I'm going to press my way through. Well, you have, amen, your stardom. You have a stardom and you press your way through. But always know, pray about everything and take that man above with you everywhere that you go. Don't dare leave home without him not being on board with you. And don't you dare let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he'll want to drive. He'll smile in your face, but don't you dare let him ride. You be blessed and continue to do what you're doing, lovely. God bless you even the more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say that I want to keep you. I just want to say to you that I'm glad that you are knowing God for yourself, you know, and that's what it's all about with God, is having a personal relationship with him. Everything that your mom told you, your dad told you, your grandparents, that means nothing when you stand before him yourself. So I thank him that he's given you the wisdom and to know that you need to know him for yourself. You know, there's no payment plan, no family plan, ain't no buy one, get one free pass, none of that. So you learning for yourself and hearing things that you want to study yourself for you, that's what it's all about. That's personal relationship. So I thank God that he's given it in you at such a young age. I know you're passing on to your kids. So keep going, keep moving forward. Even if you got to take baby steps, just keep going. So we look forward for you coming back telling us more. Like he said, sharing some more of your music with us. Just know that we're here for you. If we can ever do anything for you, just let us know. And I thank God for you. It's been interesting. I've enjoyed it. And just hearing your growth, just hearing it. So keep up the good work, young lady. And we definitely look forward to hearing more from you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wait, I got one more one to say something to you, I believe. 704, your mic is open.
Oh, thank you so very much. I appreciate and I enjoyed the testimony. And just everybody, y'all are so inspirational, as usual. You know, I've enjoyed everything I've heard tonight. We can't never give God enough praise. Can't never give him enough or too much. So, the road won't get no easier, but it should be better. You know when God snatched you and all that good stuff, you know, no cross, no crown. Still gonna have obstacles in life.
That's it.
You know, to lean on him, because when we get him, we don't have to stand on our own. You know, we can go to him, and he'll help us. We're not alone. But I enjoyed everything I've heard tonight, and thank you again. I hope I get to hear you again. You know, I got this thing where I fall asleep a lot, but I enjoyed what I did here. And thank you again, and with that, I'm complete, y'all.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
I have one more for you. 803, your mic is open.
Hey, this is James John. South Carolina, I enjoy your powerful testimony. I thank you. And as I was listening to it, one of the old songs that my grandfather used to sing came to my mind. Look where he brought me from. He brought me out of darkness and into a marvelous light. Look where he brought me from. So I want you to keep on going and keep on doing what God said to do. Follow the righteous footpath of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for everything that you do. And God bless you on many journeys to come. Amen.
All right, all right.
Amen. I hope you feel better, my brother.
Creative two-piece.
Thanks.
Happy what? Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey, go right ahead.
Yes, Mr. Lockett, we can hear you.
Yes, I thank God for the young lady. I think her name was Leah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I encourage you to keep on sharing your story. We enjoyed your story. And truly, you are blessed of God.
Uh-huh.
And we ask you to keep on doing God's will and keep the faith. And we thank you for everything that you're doing. God bless you. Amen.
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 Hello. This is Cindy from Tallahassee, Florida. This is Leslie Locker's wife again. I just want to say to Ms. I thank God for your message tonight and your speaking. It will definitely be, and it's a blessing for someone around the world that went through what you went through and kept them not to be afraid. It's okay to speak up. But I thank God that you put God first and you had, you know, he instilled in you to keep on seeking him no matter what you went through, and have you, he made you have a closer walk with the Lord. So you know, I just thank God for what he has, what you have become. And, you know, it's our responsibility as Christians to lift each other up. And I thank God for you and pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you and keep doing what you're doing. This is an on-time message tonight, and I thank God for you. And just keep up the good work, and don't be afraid. When you're out there speaking, don't be afraid of the faces. Don't even look at the faces. Just keep your eyes on the Lord and things above.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else?
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Okay, I think I got them all then. All right. Well, again, we say thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing more from you. Keep on keeping God first and keep us in touch. Let us know what's going on with you.
No problem, I will. And thank you for having me.
Thank you as well. Once again, we want to thank Ms. Miranda. We want to thank Ms. Lovely for coming through tonight on 6 Hours Radio Network and blessing AJ and the squad and the Queen's Court with their testimonies. Very inspiring, very powerful, very uplifting testimonies. And so we are very grateful to them. And once again, we want to say graciously thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. You all have a lovely night.
You as well.
You too,
thank you.
Thank
God bless you.
Good night,
guys. Good night.
Well, we've got
all right, squad. That was another beautiful,
another
beautiful show.
Almost gone.
Absolutely.
Throw some of these out here right quick. Some November awareness. We try to keep you informed. And we've talked about a couple of them. So, of course, it's American Diabetes Month also. Bladder Health Month. Lung Cancer Awareness Month, National Epilepsy Month, National Hospice Care Month, and National Stomach Care Month. There's some more. That was just to name a few. If you need any information on any of those, please let me know. If you're feeling any of those, if things don't feel right, please, 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 I beg of thee, please go to the doctor. We're not doctors, you guys. We can't self-diagnose ourselves. We try, oh, it's my allergies, oh, it's the sinuses, oh, it's the change of the seasons. It's all sorts of stuff. We don't know that. That's what God made doctors for. Yes, he wants us to have faith in him, and we do, but he also trained them to be able to do what they're supposed to do also. So if you're not feeling well, go to the doctor. Please, please, I beg you. You don't want to be in the situation to where your whole life it's changed completely because you didn't go to the doctor. So yes, it's me. I did it. I'm the first one to admit it. I wasn't one to go to the doctor regularly, and when I went, I didn't look at certain things, and now my life has turned drastically. But it may be for the better. So I can't think the change is going to be nothing bad. But because I didn't go to the doctor, because I didn't tell my doctor everything that was going on. I didn't look at the signs. Things can change, and things can be a little different, and you have to adjust. So if you're feeling anything in your body that doesn't feel right, anything, if you had a headache for more than 2 or 3 days, if you can't breathe, you can't hold nothing down in your stomach, whatever it is, go to a doctor. Don't worry about the pay. Don't worry about the billing. Don't worry about none of that. All they're going to do is keep billing you. So what? Go to the doctor. Go to the doctor.
Amen.
And with that, I'm complete.
And maybe, Queen, I'm just listening to you. Maybe we can put some resources on the page with some numbers, some .org, some .coms. And that way, like you eloquently put it, if people are experiencing these type of symptoms, we can put those type of resources on the page. For those who follow us on Facebook, and then, you know, like Queen said, please go get checked. And remember, you know, sometimes a lot of us, we just go get a physical. Go get lab work. Tell your doctor want lab work. You know, get an extensive lab work if you need to. Because like Queen said, we need to know what's going on with our bodies. We are not doctors. We are not physicians. We don't have degrees in medicine. And the human body is very complex. And like I said, with all the different things that's floating around in the earth, in the world, in the air, all the things that we put into our bodies, is different. Most of us come from a different time where the food was better, the medicine was better, a lot of things were better. And so as we say around here, you know, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, you know, we got to try to keep those in high vibrations and in high spirits the most that we can. So please, please get yourselves checked. If you have any symptoms or you feel like you're going through anything, because like Queen said, it's, you know, we can always be the ones to say, not me, you know, and I've been there. Oh, it won't happen to me. And then it happens to me. So we have to keep that in mind.
Amen. May I say something, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, we do definitely. Because the older we are, you know, even the younger, we still have to do that self-check. We still got to check ourselves. Not that we done been all of this when we was younger. Things changes. And these old body of ours, like us, we're living to tell you. Ice Queen, Ice AJ, Ice myself, Ice Brother Tony, Ice Godfather. These things change, and they change overnight, but we have to stay up health issue. We have to stay up on it. Amen to God. Be the glory. Some things we used to eat back in the days, we can't eat now. We've seen a lot of it. A lot of it. Now it plays against us. Mm-hmm. You know, so let us, I mean, just be mindful. I just touch and agree with all that has been said by Queen and AJ. Amen. Check on our health and our mental. Amen. And also, someone, after they was on mute, they had tried to say something, but they was on mute. I don't know if it's a 4 or 5 or 5, something that was Brother Jari. So I'm not sure if he's still in the queue, but I texted him back and told him. I don't know if it's 4 or 5 or 5 something.
I have a 561 that's been in here, and I got an 815 that's been in here.
Maybe.
As a matter of fact, well, maybe the 815 is just for, let me see.
Maybe.
815, your mic is open.
Hey, 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 what's good? Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good evening.
Check.
Hey.
Who's in the building?
Look at Miss Uncheckable.
Miss Uncheckable is in the building.
Hey, y'all. What's
one of your original
on?
Squad members. How you doing, sweetheart?
Yes, yes.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are blessed.
Doing well.
We are blessed.
Somebody else
I know that's right. Blessed
too.
By the best.
Absolutely. And once again,
hey,
I don't know
squad.
If you heard my message on the board, but happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Hey, squad.
Yes,
how y'all doing?
Hey, baby. Check.
Check.
Who's going to check? Nobody. I'm
just stopping in. I got
Comedian
Sino
Evil with me.
I was about to ask you. I'm going to let you introduce you. What's up, sir?
I'm good. You know,
that's
good things coming
up,
too.
What's up?
And so what's going on with you? How you doing? What you got next on your agenda?
Shoot. I'm doing some recording. I got a Christmas project coming out, so I got some recording I got to do. So y'all stay tuned for that. Got something real silly coming out.
Real quickly, sir. You know, for those who haven't been with us all since the beginning, and for those who might not know who you are, why don't you reintroduce yourself and tell everybody just real quickly, briefly, a little bit about yourself and what you do real quick.
Okay, cool. All right, squad. My name is Comedian See No Evil. I live down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm a comedian, actor, motivational speaker, dad, professional gamer. I do some of everything, and I'm also a blind athlete. You know, I support the squad. You know what I'm saying? I don't get to do it all the time, but definitely I know it's out there, and I do talk about it to people. I like to have fun, y'all, and I represent for the Stick Swingers International, which is the blind crew. So if you have anything out there in the air, you know, holla at me. You know, we could support each other. I don't mind supporting anybody. And y'all definitely support the squad because they're doing good things.
Check, check.
Check, check.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you, sir. Hey. 205, your mic is open. Alabama.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question I'd like to ask.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure it's been talked about this RSV. And I'm just worrying about all these shots. I mean, I'm just a little bit apprehensive about taking all of these shots. I've been hearing for people taking shots and dying from it. I'm just a little bit, you know, apprehensive about taking all these different types of shots. You put all this stuff in your body. I don't.
Well, all I can tell you is to talk to your doctor about it. And if you feel uncomfortable, then don't, regardless of what your doctor says. But if you think it's something that's going to, think about what happens if you don't. You know, not saying it's going to cure all sin-sick diseases, but, you know, it's, think of the food you put in your body. It may not be no good for you either, but you do it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, you just have to really you have to weigh out your pros and cons of it.
Absolutely.
Everything
is
these
days,
they
put
everything in
our
body is good for.
So, just have to just. And I just want to throw this out to you.
Go ahead, Hostel.
No, I was just going to tell Godfather, there are a lot of people who are conflicted about flu shots or COVID shots. And as Queen said, discuss it with your doctor and then make the choice that best suits you. But I and a lot of friends that we talk about trying to put natural stuff in your body for your immune system.
So try
to research. And like I say, take those things that can help build your immune system up so that maybe that won't be such a conflict for you. Maybe you won't need a flu shot. Maybe you won't need the COVID shot. But, you know, like I said, you have to, you know, take a one a day. You know, change certain things in your diet that's benefiting your immune system, your reproductive systems, your respiratory systems, your circulatory systems, you know, all that type of stuff, your sinuses. I'm going to be honest, for a long time, I did not know where the sinuses were. I thought it was just your nose. And your sinuses is actually the whole front of your face, the whole front of your face, from your forehead to your chin, from your left ear to your right ear. All that right there is your sinuses. And so with that understanding, I make sure that I have, you know, the medicines that I need, you know, Claritin and Mucinex. I have stuff for my respiratory system, for my circulatory system. But like I, you know, in my opinion, do what you can do to put organic, natural stuff in your system that's going to give you that health immune benefit, Godfather, that you're looking for, so that way you don't have to be put in that situation where should I or shouldn't I, because for some people, they need that flu shot. Some people do need that COVID shot. And there's other people, if you know, you get your diet in check, you take your medications regularly, you know, get you a one a day, try to eat the best way you can. It really does make a difference with your immune system. It really does. And that's just my personal opinion. That I'm completely.
It also depends on your history too. If you haven't had COVID, why get the shots? You know, you putting stuff in your body that you probably don't even need.
Yeah.
Everybody's body is different.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, now I never had the flu shot, and I never come down with it. I haven't taken it, but now I did take the COVID shots because it seemed like it was mandatory on some jobs that you did have to have it. And I guess it worked. If I ever caught it, I didn't know it because I was around everybody that had COVID and I never caught it.
That might just be your body. And from my personal opinion, I don't caught COVID like 5 times, but it ended up being like a little cold. But I had it, but I got the shot. So everybody's body is different. If you didn't catch it, it's probably because your body rejected it.
Right.
Well, that's probably true.
That means your immune system probably already is pretty good then.
Right.
Because I was around everybody that had COVID. I even went to our school alumni, and I'm just talking to this girl all up on it. I never caught it. I went out with some old people, and they caught it. That we came home the next day, he told me he went and got sick, he had COVID. You know,
you have to think about it too. A lot of these cases, they diagnosed as having COVID, and it wasn't even COVID. They just was calling some of everything COVID. I don't even know that I really had COVID. The test said so, but who do I know that made the test?
Positive.
I don't know.
Because
it just ended up being a cold. I sneezed it out.
Go ahead, Miss Sheila.
This is Evangelist Clayton. Anything too much of anything, even eating a lot of fried chicken, pork chop, oxtail, all of these things, you know, you have to change your diet. You know, if you've been frying, bake, grill, more, change the way that you're putting stuff into your body. You know, a lot of starches, rice and bread, a lot of bread. You know, and so forth. You definitely have to change your eating habits. You know, if you're not a vegetable eater, begin fresh vegetables. I heard Brother AJ say, you know, organic. You know, but begin to change your diet. You know, what you say you don't eat, you know, is the best for you. Is the best for you when you don't eat it. But a lot of vegetables is good. You can live off of vegetables. Your vegetables can be meat, but then stay away from all the fried food, all that different cooking oil, that grease and stuff, because all of that stuff is just baggage. You got a garbage bag on the inside of it. We got a garbage bag, and it's how we diffuse that garbage bag. You know, a lot of people have a DUI, you know. Begin to give yourself a DUI. You know, I'm not talking about driving under the influence. I'm talking about eating under the influence.
I was just getting in the car.
Get out of the car.
Sorry.
But to God be the glory. You know, we just have to be mindful of what we eat, how we eat it, what time we eat it, and so forth. We have to take care of this whole body. You ain't the same age you was last year. You ain't the same age you was 5 years ago. So it takes effect on our bodies. It takes effect on us mentally as well as psychological and physical. You know, you get tired a lot. You know, you need more edible. Come on, we got to do better. You know, we never buy one, get one free thing now. You know, it's because we see it and we want it and then buy one, get one free. So we have to learn how to let that buy one, get one free thing go and take better care of us, do a self-examination on self. I'm completely.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything else they would like to say? Comments? Queen, do you have anything else for us before we get up out of here?
No, there was one other person that was in here, and I'm not going to make her talk if she don't want to, but I just want to say hello to her. It's Destiny, a little squad member. Thank you for joining us tonight, young lady. If you don't want to talk, you know, press 1. If not, we're so glad that you could join us tonight. We miss you, and we are praying your strength, my friend.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to say to Miss Unshackable, happy birthday.
You may be gone.
Let's check already.
No, they just left. Yeah, they just left.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Listen, it was recorded. She can play it back.
That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right. All right, 434, your mic is open, ma'am.
Hello, everybody. This is Destiny. I'm glad to be here tonight.
Honey.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
How
sweet it is.
Hey, y'all.
Ain't that about a party?
Coming in late, but I'm here. You know, I guess I heard the parts that I need to hear, truthfully and honestly. So, you know, like they say, check yourself. So I know there's things I got to do, but I'm going to be doing them. So I just thank y'all for everything that y'all been saying, everything that y'all have been doing. I just thank y'all very much.
Well, it is me personally. I just want to say it's glad to hear your voice.
You,
I'm glad that you made it. And don't give up, Destiny. You hear me? Don't give up, baby. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. It gets better. Even in your darkest moments, know the light is right in front of you. It's not that far off, baby. You know, God bless you. God bless your family. And know, the squad is here for you. You know, we're here for you. You know what I'm saying? You need somebody to talk to, it's something we can do, reach out to us, and we'll do whatever it is possible in our power to help you. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Just know that we love you, baby. We got you. Know that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, hey, Destiny, is the silhouette, well, Shadidra, you know, we bought something else, but I just want to tell you that I have been praying for you. I've been keeping you lifted in prayer, and I love you.
I love you also. Amen.
Amen.
And piggybacking off what Miss Miranda was talking about, her organization giving away those meals, check in your cities, check with your churches. There's a lot of people doing that. As a matter of fact, we got one here tomorrow, and I'm going to try to go to it, and I'm going to try. That's all I can say is I'm going to try. Because it's actually been sponsored by one of our previous guests, the WNBA star, Ms. Rhonda Mapp. She's actually sponsoring it, so I want to try to go over there. But she's giving away 200 meals as well. They have them bouncy houses for the kids. They got a DJ. So it's something that's going on also. So check in your churches, check in your communities. We don't want nobody to be hungry. Check with the shelters, whoever. If you know somebody or you yourself think you're not going to be able to have a meal this year, tell somebody. Tell somebody. Guys, it's time for us to put our pride to the side. It's time to put our pride to the side. God says we ask not because we ask not. And closed mouths don't get fed. Well, it's time to eat. It's time to speak. It's time to speak up. And it's time to ask. So if you're there and you know you're not going to have nothing to eat, go tell somebody. Go somewhere. Look up Google. There's somebody somewhere in, I'm sure, every town that's doing some sort of meals on Thanksgiving. Nobody needs to be hungry on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And if you need to reach out to AJ and the squad, reach out to us. I mean, I don't know what we can do, but we can figure out something. We're God's children, and God will work it out. So we don't need nobody to be hungry. So I just want to put it out there. Just look around your cities.
No, we don't.
And also press that 211, and they'll tell you where everything is at, that you can get your Thanksgiving meals and Thanksgiving boxes.
That's
everybody
right.
got 211. Hit that. Don't be afraid to hit it. Don't be afraid to hit it. And they would even deliver it to you when you can't get to it. They would deliver it.
Amen. Right. So. Now I'm complete.
Does anybody have anything else they would like to say?
Me too. I'm complete.
Any comments before we get up out of here?
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to quickly remind everybody every Saturday night right here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check out the founder of the 6 Hours Radio, Mr. 6 Eye himself, kicking it with 6 and the crew every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with DJ ATL, Wolfgang, our very own Miss Pride and Joy. Make sure you go and check them out. Latest, greatest news, music, and all that good stuff. Make sure you check them out every Saturday night, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. And as we always do about this time, God grant us the serenity to accept the things. Cannot change the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen and good night, everybody.
Amen and good night.
And I just real quick, I just wanted to say, because Thanksgiving will hit before next Friday, so everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
eat
Thanksgiving.
Well, and we'll talk about it next week.
And don't eat too much, AJ.
Oh, I'm going to eat everything, everything. I'm going to eat it all.
I mean, who got the chillers? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you must not know who you're talking to, bro.
Don't you eat all that stuff.
I just want to know who got the chillers.
Who got the chillers? You better say
it. Who got the chillers? I need the chillers.
Oh, God. No, I don't need that.
Coleslaw and rice.
I want my chillers.
Ladies, don't do it. It'll run your blood pressure up, honey. Don't eat those things.
Well, ain't no good in them liver gizzards you over there eating, so
hello.
I'm saying.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I didn't ask you to talk about that.
Oh, y'all, I love y'all so much. Y'all ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Just real quick.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for spending your Friday night with us. Check us out again next Friday, right here, same time. See what else we got. I mean, I'm telling y'all, it's nowhere but up from now on. We're here to tell y'all, so you better hold on tight, because the squad is about to fly high. Just know that we told you. We warned you now. We warned you.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good
night.
Hey, everybody, do you like AJ and the squad?
Okay.
Hey, nobody, do you like AJ and the squad? And Queen's Court.
Hey.
Yeah, hot. Temperature 100, they're hot. Hey, nobody, do you like AJ and the squad?
Hey.
And Queen's Court. They're hot. AJ and the squad. And Queen's Court. Queen's Court.
I got that point. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Hello, this is the Queen from the Queen's Court on the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Please join us every first Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the women empower each other. Come spend your Friday night with us right here with the Queen's Court.
You've been listening to another great episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. You have my heart. We'll never be words apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be the star, baby, because in the dark, shiny cars, that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.